die, because he had to preserve Jews. According to the witness theory, he had to preserve Jews. So all the other Jews in the world, look, you could get rid of them. You don't need so many. But he had to keep a certain amount to be sure that there would be Jews around to witness the second coming. This group of people were called the Pope's Jews. And the Pope's Jews existed literally till our time. In the Second World War, there still were Jews that were the Pope's Jews. And in fact, Pius XII, his protest to the Gestapo, to the Nazis, regarding the extermination and the deportation of Jews, was only when they took his Jews. They took 7,000 Jews from Rome, including the Pope's Jews, then the Vatican protested. It varied, but the Jews knew it was a cushy situation. So there were a lot of Jews that looked forward to being, you know, that's why there always was a Jewish presence in Rome. It varied, according to the Pope, from as little as a few hundred to as many as, they say, 20, 30,000 at certain times. It was an all-Jewish community, absolutely. They just were protected from pogroms.
Their
lives were protected. You couldn't, if as happened in other cities in Europe, the Crusaders, for instance, the Crusaders could destroy Worms and Mainz and Spires and other great Jewish communities, but the Crusaders couldn't touch the Jews in Rome, because they were under the Pope's protection. And the Pope then had an army. The Pope, until the 16th century, was in fact one of the strongest temporal rulers in Europe. So therefore he could back up his protection. Now this idea of the witness people also helped to explain the notion of the chosen people, of being a special people, because all of that could be explained this way, that the Jews have to, you know, they're special and they have to keep their own religion, etc., all until this time comes. Now, as we have seen, it's been a long time coming, and the church has undergone a great deal of change, as has Western man. And the faith of Western man in many things has been shaken. So that even in the most religious and pious of Catholic circles, for instance, today, you hear very little reference to the Second Coming. The Protestant fundamentalists are the ones that are working on it. They say he's around the corner and etc. But the church says very little about it. You don't hear the Pope proclaim it. You don't hear the cardinals, the bishops talk about it. It's been put on the back burner. And because of that, the idea of the witness people has become harder and harder to sell, because of the fact that the longer it takes, then the less sense it makes. But that was and is a basic tenet of Christianity in explaining how to deal with the Jews. Now, the church split into two churches. And the split occurred roughly along the lines of the Roman Empire. The Western Church, which today we call the Roman Catholic Church, the word Catholic is a Greek word meaning universal, the universal Roman Church. And what today we call the Eastern Church, which is Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Armenian Church, those churches which are affiliated with the Eastern Rites. Now, the Roman Catholic Church itself will split once again. In the 16th